Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a quote-unquote provocation, including a radioactive device, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rishi Sunak looks to be set to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the country and the Conservative Party needed unity. Johnson had raced home from a holiday in the Caribbean to try and secure the backing of 100 lawmakers to enter Monday's ballot to replace Liz Truss, the woman who succeeded him in September after he was driven out of office over a string of scandals. Johnson said he had secured the backing of 102 lawmakers, but that he had failed to persuade either Sunak or the other contender, Penny Mordaunt, to come together, quote, in the national interest. Johnson's statement likely paves the way for his arch-rival Sunak to become prime minister, possibly as soon as Monday, replacing Truss. This is VOA News. The rival Koreas have exchanged warning shots along their disputed western sea boundary as hostilities rise over North Korea's recent weapons tests. South Korea said its Navy broadcast warnings and fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship that violated the sea boundary early Monday. North Korea's military said its coastal defense units fired artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters, where a South Korean naval ship had intruded. No clashes have been reported in the area where past naval skirmishes and violence have occurred. North Korea's recent weapons activity follows what it calls provocative joint military drills between South Korea and the United States. Those exercises end this Friday, and the Allies will hold joint Air Force drills next week. Climate protesters threw mashed potatoes at a Claude Monet painting in a German museum Sunday to protest fossil fuel extraction, but caused no damage to the artwork, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
We're in a climate catastrophe, says one of the activists from the group Last Generation, which has called on the German government to take drastic action to protect the climate and stop using fossil fuels, tweeted the two activists throwing what it says were mashed potatoes against the glass-covered Monet in Potsdam's Barberini Museum. The activists also glued themselves to the wall below the painting that was part of Monet's Haystacks series. The museum reports the painting was undamaged. This comes after earlier in the month, the British group Just Stop Oil threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers in London's National Gallery. That painting was also covered and undamaged. I'm Julie Walker.
Saudi Arabia's powerful 37-year-old crown prince will not attend an upcoming summit in Algeria after his doctors advised him not to travel. The acknowledgement from the Saudi press agency on Sunday came hours after Algeria caused a little bit of speculation about his condition. Recapping our top story, Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine was preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device, a stark claim that was strongly rejected by U.S., Ukrainian, and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian advances. Russia repeatedly has made allegations that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb and blame it on Moscow. Ukrainian authorities have accused Kremlin of hatching such a plan. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.